bringing you the truth or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You get the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. A Monday edition. Hopefully your Monday is not too Monday-ish. I would say amber is definitely the color of our energy so far today.
That's like a type B personality right there.
You were going to, I've always heard, Clint Scott, Christine Jackson Frazier behind the glass taking care of us. You always hear, oh, that's a type A personality, right?
Yeah.
You never really hear them say type B. You were enlightening me over there.
Yeah.
But apparently it just doesn't stop with A or B.
I was like, what's the opposite of a type A personality? And I Googled opposite of type A personality, and it goes, type B.
Google was like, come on. What did you expect?
Okay. And then it went on. And then there was like all the way like C and D and all the way down to H. And I was like, what?
What does any of this mean?
What is this? And I then there was like a thing that said there's only really four.
So I look at Jackson. He's a real type K personality.
Yeah. I mean, what if, am I more like a Z?
I'm going to go with I'm an X. I don't know why. Sounds cooler. I'm a type X personality.
Sneed, type Z. And if not, I'm just going to declare it myself. I mean, I'm the Minister of Culture. I call myself that. So now I'm the type Z personality, the Minister of Culture.
Captain Snideroo.
Not Captain Snideroo.
Is indeed Z personality. This on the chat line. What bowl game is Christopher Allen Snideroo officiating this postseason? Secret.
I am doing a bowl game. It is during bowl week. It is not the day of the Tech game. But I will not be able to attend the Tech game.
So start getting out your yarn and the pictures and the equations.
Every day I will give you a clue. Today's clue, it is not the same day as Tech.
Ooh. Okay. So you can eliminate some. It's not the Liberty Bowl.
I am
not featuring Kansas.
I am now. Here's what you can do. If you want to break it down, you can actually break it down pretty quickly. I'm not working any bowl game that has an SEC team in it.
Mm.
I'm not working a New Year's Six bowl.
Mm.
But I am working the tier right below New Year's Six.
Mathematicians, go for it. The world is your oyster. Chris said he won. Yeah, congratulations, man. Shout out. I'm sure Choice will wait 2.5 years to get you your prize. He also said, Sneed, can you open it up for the listeners to go too? We could have some fun.
Yeah, absolutely. We could do that. I mean, I'm trying to think. Do I have some kind of a prize we could give away here?
Jackson won
Pocket sand.
Yes. Here's your trophy. As long as you don't follow it up with the brass knuckles that we learned last week, the combo move, pocket sand to the eyes when you're blind, brass knuckles to the chin.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
No, and now you are knocked out. Have a good sleep. Like we're in the Annapolis versus Indianapolis.
We're in the Annapolis. God almighty. That may have been one of the best commercials of all time. In the Annapolis.
that was a great reference. Viking, the color of your personality is like a Jackson Pollock painting. Sneed is pure scarlet and black. Ooh. All right. Minister of Culture. Yeah, there you go. Dallas, the Cowboys won an in-state football game yesterday.
Yeah, and so here's the – so we're watching what is this show here? Is this First Take? Yeah, we're watching First Take, and we get on the air, and the first thing it says, did the Cowboys deserve to win?
No.
No.
No, absolutely
But did
not.
The Cowboys win? Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, show me a team in the NFL this year who doesn't have a victory they didn't deserve.
Right. Well, you can say, well, the two teams that I would venture to guess that the listeners of 100.7 The Score and WT97.3 care the most about right now are the Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Because Patrick Mahomes
and the Chiefs
and the Kansas City Chiefs probably didn't deserve to win yesterday either.
Yeah.
If you're being blatantly honest, and I will believe forever that if Russell Wilson doesn't get a concussion, they would have lost that game the direction that was headed.
You know, the Eagles, which we all would say right now, Best team in the league, right?
I mean, they're playing like it. They're playing lights out right
Probably should have lost to the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Probably should have lost to the Jaguars. But, you know, the Jaguars looked at them in the fourth quarter and said, oh, my God, we're the one score of this game. Oh, my God. Put their hands around their neck, start playing like the Jaguars.
And that's the game where they couldn't keep the ball off the turf, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just fumbling the ball away to Philadelphia. But, yeah, and that's what's more important right now at this stage. Because, you know, you're starting to see? You're starting to see if you go to standings and stuff, you're starting to see that little tiny E mm-hmm. by a very select few teams that are eliminated from the playoff. Eliminated.
Colts probably should have beat the Eagles this year.
Hmm.
No, but
Texans were right there. Jalen Hurts scored on the final drive mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it goes back to, and I think that this is, when this question gets brought up now, you go, oh man, did the Cowboys deserve to win? It's looking at it, how does this affect the playoff run? And at the end of the day, the Dallas Cowboys are 10-3. You're a Eagles slip up away from controlling your own destiny. And you play them in a couple weeks. Because I think, right, if the Cowboys win out, first thing you have to do, that would include a win over the Eagles, but the Eagles obviously would have to have another loss in there. Mm-hmm. From what I have seen, the Cowboys would have the leg up, and that's a long ways down, a long trickle
yeah, this, of the things happening. The sad thing for the Cowboys right now is you can finish with one of your best records in the last decade, mm-hmm. and you're going to go on the road and have to play a very bad NFC South team in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, this
on
is,
the road in a wild card game.
Tell me how nerve wracking this would sound right now. If the standings how they are currently end up, you're going, okay, well, it doesn't matter for a wild card team. The NFC pretty much a mess. Send us anywhere. Oh, by the way, you're going to face Tom Brady in the opening round of the playoffs. Go over to Tampa.
Yeah.
Go on a road game to face a guy that you can't stand playing. Because he just wins. He just beats you.
I mean, it's kind of like the Cowboys playing the Redskins of the, you know, the mid-2000s where they just couldn't beat the Redskins. Santana Moss just managed to find a way to score a touchdown on them every game.
Well, and so it goes back to the
Cowboy killer.
Yeah, Santana Moss.
Cowboy killer.
And you know, here's the other thing. The reality is for the Cowboys right now is you're either going to go on the road to play a Tom Brady team, or you're going to go on the road and play one of the hottest teams in the second half of the season, the Carolina Panthers.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's neither is looking great for a Cowboys team. That's
sign me up for the Panthers, though. Sign me up, because the other part of that too is when you're looking at that division of, again, assuming you stay in this spot right now, being the top wild card. I mean, you either be facing the Falcons too, who at that point would be going on a run.
Yeah,
and facing it. Yeah. Either of those teams
has to
on a roll.
Yeah, because right now, I mean, that division is such a mess right now. The odds right now are that the division winner is not going to have a winning record, and you're going to have to go on the road to them.
And still, the way that I look at it, though, I mean, if you pull the Panthers and you pull the Falcons, well, I know it's funny saying this, coming off a game where you almost lost to the worst team in the NFL, but again, it goes back to, those guys are pro football players no matter how big of a mess that franchise is in regardless. But if you're saying, okay, you're the Cowboys and you got to pick of who you went on the road to between the Panthers, the Falcons, and the Tom Brady-led Buccaneers, it's either one of the other two. Easily.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You pick for me as long as it's not the Buccaneers. And I'm not saying that I just completely hate the Cowboys' chances. By any means, I'll still have you, and everyone will, as they should, be the favorite on that road playoff game. Now, this is putting the cart well before the horse. What, four games still left to be played?
Yeah.
But, man, how about we've said how about the NFC East, and when we've said that all season long, it's been what? It's been Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, Commanders. Now you look at the standings, and the Commanders have just Taylor Heineke, baby!
But, I mean, here's the thing. This is the cautionary tale here. You're like, okay, so we're going to go on the road to this team with a losing record. I take you back to 2011. Remember that? New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Go on the road, division winner. Runner-up in the division. Mm-hmm. Have to go on the road.
Beast mode.
To Seattle.
Beastquake, the original Beastquake.
Yeah, except for Hasselbeck goes cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and he throws four TDs. And Beast mode gets a couple of touchdowns himself. And all of a sudden, you're like, okay, we're 13-4 and we're going home because we're having to play on the road in a hostile environment.
And that's what you're using, right? Like, that's the example you're using in that scenario. Like, not be the Saints.
Don't be the Saints. And I think it's happened a couple times, actually.
I need to look up on the history on that. But that's the first one you think of just because that was a great highlight.
The 2020 Washington football team made the playoffs at 7-9.
You've got the bottom line, 100.7 The Score. When we come back, it's Action Jackson's play of the day. Let us know what you think on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Keep it right here.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Well, Jackson is in a weird time in his life right now because he's still got to compete, but he's also, just going on his victory tour from football season. He had his massive trophy that he won. What was it? Was it Coors in there that you've been chugging?
Coors, Budweiser, just all of them.
Just anything you can get your hands on.
Just anything.
I got like 20 questions from my morning show host this morning. The jealousy was just pouring out of him.
Because Jackson got a trophy.
Yes. It was so obvious.
Like, I'd be pretty jealous too if I didn't have the trophy.
You can tell him it came in a 3-pack if he really wants to.
Finally, I told him it's like 2 inches tall, dude. Yeah.
No, it's not. Solid gold. Woodman Estates put some funding into it, backed us for it. That thing, you have to use both hands to lift or you are going to hurt your back.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. He had no idea what the trophy was before.
I mean, he was just like, did you guys really give him a trophy? It's like, yeah, really? There was 8 or 9 other questions. Jackson has gone and gotten the trophy.
You're going to break the mic, man. Mm-hmm. It's way too heavy to put up there.
You should give my morning co-host one of those trophies. We could get it engraved like biggest Kansas fan at the radio station.
I'm just going to give it to I would be handing it to him. Mm-hmm. And then it wouldn't leave my hand. We'd be doing like, okay, it's my trophy.
Just want you to know I won this.
It's congratulations. Very good day for you. Let go. It's yours. See, I promise. It's yours.
See, Jackson, I was trying to do something nice for Chuck, but Clint was just going to let him know he lost again. Still didn't get a trophy.
I can send him the link of when to spend $10 if he really wants it.
$10. Dang, Jackson.
He
went all out.
Does he want the Sharpie engraving like we did for Jackson?
Yes. Yes, okay. He would.
Because we could go really all in and get like a paperclip and just scratch it. Mm-hmm. Look even better. That made my day. That's hilarious. Let's go. Jamie Lynn and Jackson Frazier. You've got the bottom line 100.7 The Score.
Shelly says Missourian of the Year.
Yes. Give us all of your Chuck Trophy ideas to give to Chuck to make his day. Mm-hmm. That'll be great. Mm-hmm. We picked 10
World
games.
World record holder for handshakes, maybe?
Most impressive jacket.
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
Best lyricist?
Yes. You could get an award for having to deal with the most boring co-host.
Because in the afternoon, we have two do, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's really just one do, Jamie.
The double do dude.
Yeah. I don't know that you can handle the two do, Jamie. It ain't what you want.
The rat tail just immediately grows out and like, oh, it's getting crazy.
Yes.
We picked 10 games on Friday. And like I told you, one of us did. It's spectacular. Best week any of us have had by far from football now into basketball. So we'll jump right into it. Again, the other two, we've started off pretty good first couple of weeks. Of course, we probably should with teams like McNeese State and Incarnate Word on the schedules. But we'll jump right in. Oklahoma at Arkansas was the first game we picked all picked Arkansas. All get a point. Arkansas won 88-78. We'll stick with Arkansas and go to Pine Bluff at Texas. All went Texas. Texas won 88-43. All 2 points. UAB went to West Virginia. Not a blowout. We all picked West Virginia, though, and the Mountaineers did win 81-70. Shocker. We all have 3 points. We finally have a score difference as TCU went all the way to SMU road game. Jamie took the Mustangs. Jackson and I took the Horned Frogs. TCU won. Oh, I didn't write down the score. Sorry. I can look that back up. TCU won. Jackson and I get the point. We're up 4-3 over Jamie. Next game, Oklahoma State at Virginia Tech. I took Oklahoma State. The law firm of J&J took the Hokies. The Hokey Pokies did indeed win in a great game, 70-65. Jackson has 5 points. Jamie and I have 4. Next game we picked Incarnate Word at Kansas State. All picked Kansas State. Kansas State won 98-50. Hooray. Jackson is now up 6-5.
That didn't feel sincere.
Yeah, good for them. Good for Jerome Tang's. Pretty good start there at Kansas State. Next one, of course, McNeese State at Iowa State. Do you remember who we all picked? You want to repick this one? I'll give you a chance. Anybody want to go up on McElbow State?
I'm sure we all picked Iowa State.
We all picked Iowa State. Yeah, Iowa State won 77-40. Jackson is up 7-6 now. Kansas at Missouri. The border war reborn. It was electric for about 30 seconds. KU won 95-67. We all took KU. I don't know if you've caught on to the pattern, but Jackson's doing really well so far. Jackson up 8-7. We then went Maryland at Tennessee. We all took Tennessee. Tennessee won 56-53. Jackson up 9-8. Could he go for a perfect 10 on the week? Well, the last game we picked, 8th-ranked Alabama at the top-ranked Houston Cougars. Only one of us took Alabama. Captain Trophy in there himself.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah. That's well done. Alabama wins 71-65 on the road, taking down the top team formerly in the AP Top 25. Jackson goes 10-0 after finishing third last week. Took a break from being awesome. Said it'll be awesome again. Jamie and I go 8-2, though.
That was bad.
Yeah, 8-2 feels... After seeing 10-0, 8-2 feels bad.
I don't really care. I just didn't want Jackson to go 10-0.
I know. Yeah.
That's tough.
Jackson picks up his first win.
I'll need to help Hacks out.
Yeah, seriously. Go. Yeah, if you need pick help, go to Jackson. That takes our totals early on in the basketball season. Jamie at 15-5, Jackson at 16-4, and I sit at 17-3.
Well, I like how you said me first. If you go in reverse order.
Well, you just go. Yeah, so you read like 3 seed up, right? You're sitting in the 3rd seed right now, man. Not even the wild card spot. That's good.
That's a medal.
That's a medal. Yeah. That's on the podium.
I'm on the medal stand. Thanks, guys.
Jamie is that.
Guess I won't be seeing one of those trophies either anytime soon.
Pins, you got $10?
No, I don't, actually.
Oh.
I have daughters.
Oh. Jamie is that meme right now where he's like popping the bottle, biting the metal, grabbing the lady, give her a smooch, and then it pans out. And then there's myself and then Jackson up on the taller podium. You know the meme I'm talking about?
No.
No?
I'm not giving any ladies any smooches.
Jackson knows. He's hip. He's happening.
Yeah. I'm in with it.
Are you suggesting that I'm not?
Never said that. I'll just say, if you're hip, you'd know what it is. Mm. And I'm strongly using the word hip because I like it, because it makes you sound not hip.
Okay.
And happening.
Does that mean I have drip?
That's even cool. See, yeah, you're way more hip than I am if you're using drip.
Yeah.
Is that how you describe yourself?
Drip, drippy, yeah. Drip. Very drippy.
Drippy. Yeah. Let me deal with that. We get this on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Raiders dad with an important question. Does his dog look like he's doing a quick bump, or did he get into flower? You decide. I'm going to go with quick bump in that What is the dog's name?
Mm. Yeah, he did a line.
He absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And he just credit carded it up.
Mm-hmm.
Quick little sniff. Jamie looks like his middle name is Farr.
Did you say his name is Will Sniff? No. The dog.
No. That's funny. Jamie looks like his middle name is Bartholomew.
If I was Bartholomew, I'd be much smarter.
See, we kind of... I could see Bartholomew. It's either smart or it's the, like, you don't use technology. You know, schwinging a mish. You know?
I don't get that joke.
Amish. It's the schwinging a mish.
Okay, now I get it.
Also get a Jamie belly button lint.
Yeah, I've heard that one since birth.
Yeah.
A lot.
I bet.
That and pocket lint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I made a pocket lint joke last week.
It's an E, not an I. Lint. Like the holiday, where you don't get to have something you really like. Isn't that fun?
That's not, you don't label that as a holiday, though, do you?
No, not really a holiday. It's just a thing.
Just a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. We'll have a thing called Take versus Take when we come back. You've got us on 100.7 The Score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Time for the fastest growing game show in the world, Take versus Take. You've got the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Your competitors today, myself, Clint Scott, and Le Crouton, Jamie Lint. Jamie Bartholomew Lint. Actually, if you go by JBL, you could be like John Bradshaw Layfield. Come sounds in with
like,
a limo.
Sounds like a drippy name to me.
Drippy. Jackson has your questions. Are you feeling pretty drippy headed into today's competition?
I had about a 2-week stretch. I had to keep the Kleenexes close by, but I feel like the drippage has stopped.
Drippage. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good. The drip has dropped. All right, Jackson. Do your worst.
All right. Clint, are you ready? You go first.
Sure.
If you are a teacher, it can be high school, college, and you could teach any subject. It doesn't even have to be one that is like a normal subject. What would you want to teach? It could be literally anything, like learning how to sports bet or something like that.
Uh-huh. Could you imagine? Yeah, what are you taking? Geography. Oh, okay. Taking math. Cool. Taking biology. Oh, all right. Yeah, and learning how to bet. What?
Gambling 101.
I'm going to teach something that I wish that I had in high school, because I think we learn a lot of things that we don't use in our everyday lives, and then we don't teach things that we should. And the first thing that I'm going to teach is just, hey, how to change a tire, right? Like, think, oh yeah, it's pretty easy, but a lot of people don't know that. And there's several things that I wish I would have known before I did it the first time, and not knowing how to change a tire and doing it the first time, got it done. I was just got down here to Lubbock too. I was like coming back from my first trip of going back to Kansas. So just like something easy, and it's not fun, but I would go like, this is the type of stuff you need to ask to learn. Like how to balance a checkbook. Things like that. Adult things that you don't know and may not sound fun right now, but are going to help you a lot more than some of the stuff that you are, yeah, you're going to use college algebra every day in your life.
So the same person is teaching both of those things that have nothing to do with each other?
No, I'm just saying like that sort of stuff that you should be looking for. I'm going to stick with changing a tire though.
Okay. What are you going to do the rest of after those 2 days are done? Because that's going to take 2 days.
All right. It's movie Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for the rest of the year. I am now officially the coolest teacher. I'm the teacher like, what are we learning today? And I just like have my, I don't know, like face buried in my phone or the computer. And I'm like, I don't know, just text or something.
I'm going to go with survival skills in the wilderness. So there would be... you know, if you fall out of a helicopter, either here's how you survive. If you're lost in the wilderness, here's how you survive. If you're just going camping for a few days and your backpack fell in the river and floated away, you don't have any of your supplies with you, here's how you survive. So there'd be a lot of time spent outside the classroom, which is awesome. Kids would love that. And there'd be a lot of time spent in the woods.
All right. Chapter 7, how to saw your arm off after it's been locked in the rocket
wall. Well, that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do, Clint.
As much as I agree with you, Clint, and that kind of stuff needs to be talked about, I would pick Jamie's class.
Oh, yeah. Mine's
first.
Not the fun class. I understand that. It's fine. 95% of you will fail this class. Cool. Are you bragging?
I will agree with you also. It was not fun learning how to change a tire when changing a tire for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jamie, we'll go to you for the second question. What would be your dream car? It can either just be like a regular everyday car or a car from a movie, TV show.
From a movie? Oh, man. I mean, give me Kit from Knight Rider. I mean, all the different things. I mean, he makes suggestions. He talks to you. You've got a friend. Not only can he go super fast, you know.
I needed a friend.
He can jump. I mean, there are times where, you know, what's the guy's name? What was the main character?
David Hasselhoff.
Was his name David? No.
I hope they just went with David Hasselhoff.
No, that wasn't his name in the show, though. What was his name? But he would tell him, look out, Michael, or whatever his name
David
is.
Hoff?
I don't think it was. Anyway, I mean,
Michael Knight.
Michael, yeah.
Oh, because it's Knight Rider.
Yeah, I mean, he would warn him when something was coming. Look out, Michael. I mean, all those things. He had my back. He would have your back. Yeah.
Just sounded so sad. Do you have a friend?
I have a friend. You like a friend? Driving down the street late at night, or down the highway late at night, you know, and you got somebody to keep you awake. Hey, you look like you're dozing. Hey. Let's talk about the game from last night.
What are your hopes and dreams?
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Do you think a hot dog is a sandwich?
Shut up, kid. Shut up.
Hit the mute button.
Yeah, see, I don't need a car that talks to me. I don't need the car telling me when I've missed a turn. Like, oh, interesting. You didn't want to take that exit back there. We're now off 2 hours of our destination.
It doesn't have to have my personality, Clint.
Will you turn right like I asked?
Instead of smoking a doobie by the wheel. It was so weird. This guy yelled at me for my ketchup. It's the car. It wasn't me. It's the car. I'm going with just something very actiony and very cool. Like the Christian Bale Dark Knight series Batmobile, where it's just like a souped up army vehicle with all of the explosive devices and basically unbeatable. And really undamageable at that point. I'm going with all of the cool things you can do because I've always wanted to like take things on a ramp, but I'm afraid with my ability that I will like hurt myself. But it doesn't seem like you'd be able to do that in that version of the Batmobile. Give me the boosters, give me the weapons, give me the speed, give me all of that. What's Kit gonna do? Trash talk me? All right.
As drippy as Kit is, I think I have to go with Clint.
That's fine. You guys, you go with Clint. I'll go with Kit. I'll have my friend, and you have your Amish-looking friend.
He doesn't need your point. He's got a friend. You've got a friend in Kit.
That's right.
All right. We got it all tied up 1-1. Jamie, I came to ask you a question to see if I should ask this question, but Clint said that you have diverse knowledge in this subject, so we should be fine. So, but we'll let Clint start it out.
Like
I don't know
lying.
What the question is, though. Let's just
he just knows
clear.
The area of it. We'll just go right into it with the. All right, Clint. The last question: who has the best, most memorable WWE like walkout theme song?
It is very clearly the Undertaker, because most of them just have these hard rock explosions, all the stuff that kind of gets all jumbled together. And then you have the Undertaker's, where it's the funeral music just amped up a little bit, so monotone, and he walks out. It goes purple and blue. right? You have the lightning strike. That's mm-hmm. about all you have for pyrotechnics. And he's just walking out slowly. All 7 foot five of him, or however big he is. He looks like he's 8 feet tall with his hat and his actual Undertaker garb and the long coat and all of it. And the entire time, it's real, by the way. It's not an act. Whoever's out there, maybe poor Randy Orton is just shaking in his boots. Because, my God, here's the Undertaker on his way to the ring. And you just know that person is going to die in the ring. Or if it's a coffin match, they're going to end up in the coffin.
You can always tell when Clint knows he doesn't have a good answer because he talks longer. It's like he throws in extra words to make you think, well, he said a lot of words, so it must be right.
Dude, this is a 10-minute segment.
Two words. Two words for you, Clint. Two words for you, Jackson. Real American. That's Hulk Hogan's theme song. Who wouldn't want Real American?
Who was the...
I'll take that trophy now. No. Thank you very much.
This is the cheesiest one. He's so cheesy.
Jamie comes in with the point, though.
No, he does not.
You can't beat Real... I mean, the only other... There was two in my head that would beat The Undertaker, and it was Hulk Hogan and Shawn Michaels.
Oh, man. Heartbreak Kid. Can we just do those for bumpers the rest of the show?
We got Clint really excited.
I'm a real American.
Yeah. See? Even you like it.
Oh, I like it. I wanted the point. I still think it's the... I will say... Stone Cold has it just because you hear the glass break. You knew the rattlesnake was about to open up a can.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm.
It was a great one.
I don't know that I would like that sound.
Glass breaking?
If it was meant that a rattlesnake was about to exist.
I mean, they do exist. You know, they're real, right?
I know, but I mean, if it was about to pop out.
Of a can? That's the can that Stone Cold Steve Austin is opening, is a rattlesnake inside of it. Because Stone Cold says so.
See, and you know what? It would be, this is why I'll never go to a WWE or F or all of that event. Because there's a good chance they'll do something stupid and somebody will have a snake and they'll pull it out and just toss it in the crowd. It would land on me.
I don't think they actually throw snakes. I think that would be illegal.
It would happen if I was there.
So you won't go to an event with Jackson and I?
Yeah, it's just up? Not one of those.
I'll dress up as The Undertaker. He'll be Kane, and you can be Paul Bearer.
I'll be Drippy.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Get the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score. Clint Scott with Jamie Superfly Snuka. I call him Edge behind the glass.
He's actually my favorite.
Superfly? Mm-hmm. He was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that The Rock's like dad or grandfather?
It's not his dad. I think his dad's name was Rocky too, wasn't it?
I think Superfly is like related though.
Yeah.
I think
there's a whole like, because they're all related, a huge wrestling family. Like some of the guys they have in now are all related with them as well.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're not all brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Hey man, we're all brothers and sisters through wrestling. That's what they say.
Brother.
Would you ever grow out his mustache?
No.
It's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad. We get this on the Ace Bloomer Center chat line. Jake the Snake. # WWF. I don't actually remember what his walkout song was. But that's who you have to look out for if you don't want the snake thrown. He's got the burlap sack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't sleep on the Million Dollar Man's intro song. Choice Woodman has adopted it as his own. From Bobby Hot Dogs. It's well done. Bullfighter says something I'm in agreement with. Get out of here, Wilma. Undertaker's where it's at, dude. Yeah.
Uncle. Superfly was his uncle.
Okay. But yeah, so related.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be cool to have a name of Superfly?
You have it, don't you?
No.
Mm. Superfly, Drippy.
Drippy.
Which one?
Drippy. Have we just added another nickname?
Yes. Why would you have to ask?
Yeah. Wow, I just am now seeing a mugshot of Coach Beard. That's really weird.
It's a strange morning that you wake up on, right?
And it is.
I mean, you have, and obviously none of it good news at all. You have, you know, Leach struggling health-wise, and with the Chris Beard stuff, I mean, I'll just say this, and I say this because I've seen some. It's not, I don't think it's been a huge percentage, but if you're going and using it celebratory, you're going about it the wrong way.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's nothing to sell. I don't care how much you dislike Coach Beard and how much you dislike you know, his basketball team or where he's coaching now. This is not good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's others involved, and you're not wishing for harm on others. So
the only thing, not the only thing, one of the many things that you're waiting for, because obviously you're still trying to get details. You've seen the lawyer now come out and say, you know, this is ridiculous. He shouldn't be facing any charges, yada, yada, yada. But you're now waiting, or one of the things that you're waiting for is a university to make a statement, right? Because they have a basketball game tonight. Obviously, he won't be there. But, like, you're expecting some sort of announcement of something other mm-hmm. than them just saying, hey, yeah, we're aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is, I mean, just the more information you get is just crazy. I mean, I think that you saw the story from ESPN that was out earlier this morning, and one of the things in there that you saw, let me see if I can find it. He said, his attorney said he is 100% innocent mm-hmm. of these charges, should have never been arrested. The complainant wants him released immediately and all charges dismissed. It is truly inconceivable. That was a quote from his lawyer. That's interesting. Okay. Now here we see just recently stuff from the Austin Police Department saying, received a 911 call about 12:15. Caller reported the disturbance was no longer ongoing and one of the individuals had left the house. Austin Police Department officials responded and located a woman who stated she had been assaulted and strangled by Christopher Michael Beard. So, I don't know.
And I wonder, because obviously they're going to have to do this every step by step the correct way and the patient way to make sure that everything is reported accurately. But yeah. I just wonder how long it'll take before you get the full story of what has actually happened.
That was a release from the Austin Police Department.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a sad and crazy, crazy story. And then the Coach Leach stuff. I know a lot of people here at Texas Tech were frustrated with the way Coach Leach left and mm-hmm. things that he's done and said since he's been gone. I totally get it. But at the same time, I think we all, you know, really respected it. When he was a coach here, he was a crazy, funny guy, and we all loved rooting for his teams, and his crazy, crazy personality was fun, and everybody thought he was, you know, extremely quirky, but it was fun. And now to see somebody that's, you know, when you're talking the history of Texas Tech football, his name's in it. I don't care who you are, whether you're on his mm-hmm. side or not, his name is in it. And going through what he's going through right now, it was a crazy morning.
I mean, if you're, I would say somewhere between what Jackson's age and then even older than me, like that's the Texas Tech coach that if you were a Texas Tech fan, I don't know, I'm in a different boat here, but if you're a Texas Tech fan, like that's the coach you grew up with. Like that's who shaped, who was leading the program that shaped your fandom for the Red Raiders. And then you've seen now stuff, I mean, on social media and on Twitter and stuff, if you enjoy these type of threads and stuff like that, just a bunch of really, really cool stories about him that people maybe have never heard before. And I feel like a lot of people have their, especially from the media side, like their, this was my Leach story sort of thing, something you didn't know about him.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, you know, prayers for him and hoping the best for him. But you've just seen a bunch of people come out with kind of their Leach story. Monday.
It's cool to see so many ex-players, you know, reaching out, all that good stuff. So that's really neat. It goes to show you what he meant to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You got a question of the day for us?
I do.
Jamie's question of the day on 100.7 The Score is presented by Bizarre Solutions. Call them today for a free cybersecurity audit.
All right, my question for you gentlemen and our fine listening audience today is, as we sit here, one game remaining in the week for the NFL, give me your picks for the Super Bowl.
Man. You first. No, I think that the Chiefs will make the Super Bowl, and I think in the NFC, whoever, if they do, just put that little smug smirk away from behind the glass.
Smug smirk.
Smug smirk weed strain. Whoever takes out the Eagles, if that were to happen, would be a massive upset in my book. I mean, they're playing better than anybody in the league right now. And the NFC, I think, is going to come into the playoffs a mess. Because who's contending with that? The top team to me right now is the Cowboys. The Vikings have dropped a couple. They've looked kind of what I thought they would. I don't
the
think
team that was losing in the fourth quarter to the Texans yesterday.
Yeah, I do, because they still won. They still pull it out, and that's what I'm saying. Who are you taking to contend with them? Are you taking a rookie-led 49ers team?
That's the thing. It would be the 49ers if not for that. I'm with you on the Eagles.
Yeah, don't feel good about that. Don't feel good about the Vikings at all right now. We'll never trust Kirk Cousins in primetime. And I think when you put on that the Cowboys, if they were to beat them, they'd have to do it on the road, and the Cowboys' playoff track record also has not been that great. I mean, to me, by default, it has to be the Eagles. The AFC is a harder decision right now. And the Chiefs, boy, they tried to blow a game in Denver yesterday coming off of a loss. But I still think that they're going to turn it back on, and I think that they'll make the Super Bowl.
Jackson.
Yeah, I think
it is kind of crazy that the three biggest contenders are the teams are three teams.
Right. Yeah.
That is kind of crazy.
If only we had like three little trophies we could give out to us.
Yeah. But only two of us is going to get a Super Bowl least going to trophy.
I do think the Eagles come out of the NFC for sure.
Well, that's
right
a shocker
now.
That he went that route.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kick rocks.
And right now, it's really a flip up between the Chiefs and the Bills to me. Like, it really just depends on who comes out that night. It's, you know, it's just a 50-50 game. And I think that's going to be the game to decide who goes to the Super Bowl. But it's a toss up for me between the Chiefs and Bills.
I think I really want to pick the 49ers, but I just can't with the rookie quarterback. I think that just changes things so much. Mm-hmm. I am going to go with the Eagles. I'm not as out on the Vikings as you are, but I don't think they're as good as their 10-3 record. Let me just say that. I can't see Buffalo beating the Chiefs in the playoffs. It's just all there is to it. So I'll pick Philly and the Chiefs. I'll be the one guy that didn't pick his team to make it to the Super Bowl.
Well, and to me, the reason between the Chiefs and the Bills is I thought whoever won the regular season matchup would lose in the playoffs, regardless of who hosts. And so that's why I lean towards Chiefs.
I would rather the Bills miss the playoffs than lose the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Our number three next.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is once again time to play No Diggity. Get the bottom line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott, Jamie Lint, Jackson Frazier. It's a Viking Lil Drippy Crouton J6 Mafia edition. Hanging out with you today. Thank you for spending part of your Monday with us. It's that time of day where I throw out a certain situation to Jamie, Jackson, and you are fine listening audience. And with their digitometers, they tell us just how much diggity said situation has. Jamie, you know, I love stats, numbers, graphs over strange things of me asking why people are polling this. Very fun for me.
Okay.
Those are my people, man. What's the smallest hill that you're willing to die on argument-wise? Think of it, I guess it's like an extended take versus take question. Jamie, you're a take versus take winner today, by the way, somehow, some way.
Smallest hill I'm willing to die on.
Jackson, same, if you have one. Like, I can...
How about social media is going to ruin our country?
Yeah, okay, that's a good one. And I don't think that you're alone on that hill. But, yeah, that's a good one. Like, for me, the place that ends with, that's what I like about Texas, and their go-to blizzard, I think is ridiculous that they don't have the Kit Kat blizzard there. And I think it's equally ridiculous that they had it and would bring it back from time to time and won't keep it around, even though it's an easily accessible candy. And they have Heath bars as one, but you don't have a freaking Kit Kat Blizzard. And the fact that I can't bring you a Kit Kat and you just use the stupid machine to make one is even worse. So what are we doing? Got 100 different types of Blizzards. Can't have a Kit Kat one? Stupid. Jackson?
Well, mine just... I felt like I went over the top then. If that's yours, if that's your smallest hill.
No, yours is like legitimate.
Yeah, I probably have smaller hills. Like, I don't know exactly what they are.
In the moment, you know it.
Mm-hmm. How about when you play college basketball for a team, your shoes should match the school colors?
Yes. Yeah.
That's a better one?
That's
a better one?
Yeah. The first one to pop into my head. I think McNabb should be a Hall of Fame quarterback.
All right, we're not talking to him anymore.
I love it. I'm in. Where do I sign? Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, you have the Syracuse connection.
Yeah. Was he on that team that beat Kansas in the national championship game?
No, that was basketball.
He played basketball for Syracuse too, Clint.
He was not on
freshman
he
year.
He wasn't on that team.
You didn't know that, Clint?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't
Everybody
know
knows
everything
that.
About Donovan McNabb. I
sat
apologize.
On the end of the bench. For the orange.
Hey, kick rocks, Philly boys. Both of you. Kick multiple rocks on the hills that you're doing.
I'm a Syracuse boy, not a Philly boy. Let's get it right.
Syracuse boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. They came out online with a poll of some highlights of other small hills people would die on. And want to know if these... mean anything to you, if you would get behind the movement, if you would have any diggity towards them or no diggity.
Okay.
All right, we'll jump right in. The first one that topped the list, tiny and jumbo paper clips should not be mixed.
Not dying on that one for that one.
I've never experienced that.
I don't think I mixed mine, but I'm good. Other people do. That doesn't seem to, wouldn't bother me.
But think, you're trying to get the right one and you're just... going through a sea of paper clips and...
Well, I mean, how big is your vat of...
You don't just have a gallon clips. Of paper clips?
Good gosh, is it that difficult?
I'm not dying on that one either. Four-way stops are not the place for pleasantries. Go when it's your turn.
I mean, are you, like, getting out of your car and... Or are you just like waving hat? You can go ahead and go.
I was going to tell you, I'm all the way in on this one. It's not like that
what
bad.
What pleasantries have you ever seen somebody do?
Well, it's just like, okay, go. And like, no, you go. I said, no, you go. You stopped first. You get to go first. And then I will go. Because it goes in order of who showed up to the stop sign.
I'm never going to complain or get bent out of shape about people trying to be cordial with each other.
I will.
I'm not.
In this case, stop being cordial.
Mr. Negative, unfriendly Jamie over here thinks it's actually good when people are, you know, polite to each other. Even if it really is my turn. Mm. I mean, if I get to the door, Clint, if you get to the door before some female or even some dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, you whip open the door and close it behind you. Or whip open the door, and just keep walking.
I mean,
it's your turn to go in first. You should go in.
I actually
right?
yell, you snooze, actually, you lose.
You don't think I'll just grab the door and let whoever walk in and then follow in behind them?
What
well, I mean, you got there first, so you should go in first, Clint.
what I'll do is I'll wait till the person gets almost there. I'll see they're like 30 yards off in the parking lot, and I'll just hold it. And just before they get about six steps away, I'll slam it, and I'll go, speed up next time. No, I'm going to hold the door open for them. But there's also not like...
Clint locks the door.
I go and hide, and then I trip him on top of it, jump out. Gotcha. But like, there's literally an order to it. That's just being courteous.
Yeah, but so many times it's really close. And is it worth, like, I know I was here tail of the tape a half a second before you. Is it worth just gunning it? Because you know it's your turn. Because what if they thought they were, and they're just bad at figuring out if they were there or not?
Then they don't need to be behind the wheel because they weren't paying attention to their surroundings.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the next one.
They're about to hit a pedestrian.
Hey, no Christmas tree. Same dude.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right.
Same guy.
You shouldn't put... Oh, this may be a biggie. Who knows? Maybe not a biggie. Maybe an anti-biggity. We'll tell here momentarily as I give you the longest lead-in to a saying, you shouldn't put ketchup on fries that people are sharing.
It's pretty rude.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I think... I don't ever put ketchup on fries. I always dip it in them.
I would still eat it, but I'd be like, why'd you do that?
Yeah. Why'd you assume?
I like how Clint said sharing. He said sharing. You should put ketchup on fries that people are sharing.
I say sharing.
Sharing.
How much dared that boy?
Yeah, I think I'm out on that one. You shouldn't do that. I agree. I get a little frustrated with my wife at times when she'll put salt on fries, our fries. And I'm like, hey. Mm-hmm. I don't want the extra salt. I mean,
trying to kill me?
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, it's just like I don't want it. Yeah. So, could you just do that to your fries, and not mine?
That's like you go to like a Mexican place and they have the, what is the like orange type of salt you can get? You're talking about they put on the chips.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I have no idea what.
There's a lot of places that have it.
I think it's called orange salt.
And I enjoy it. I don't care if someone puts it on it. But if you don't ask and you just assume the whole table wants it, I'm like, well, it's like if you got sat down.
I think I kind of assume that's always on chips. It's not. Okay.
It's like, well, if I look at this, if we sat down and we were sharing a pizza and I didn't know you did or didn't like Parmesan cheese and peppers and I'm just like loading it up for the whole pizza, like, all right, everybody take a slice.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, well, I'm actually allergic to those peppers. Mm-hmm. So thank you for ruining this meal.
My brother did that once. We were somewhere and we had ordered a pizza together and he just grabbed the Parmesan and just put it all over. I was like, seriously? And he's like, oh, you don't like Parmesan cheese? I'm like, no. And I got up and had to order another pizza. He's like, you really won't eat it? I'm like, no, I don't like it. The smell of it is horrendous. He felt bad.
Yeah. He should. I mean,
he should have.
Yeah, you ask.
Yeah.
Know your own brother? Too busy fighting back in the day.
Yeah, you probably did it on purpose, probably.
What is this, some kind of wussy pizza?
Yeah, really.
Oh, I love this one. It's impossible to give more than 100%. Gotta give 110% out there, boys.
Yeah, you're right, it is, but I...
Gonna die on that hill, though.
Yeah.
Mathematically, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. I guess... I'm more bothered by the comments like there's, you know, nobody in the NBA works harder than he does. How do you know? Have you worked with every single person in the NBA? You know, nobody has a better stadium than this one. Well, I mean, isn't that completely subjective?
Yes. And yes.
So why do you make comments like that?
Nobody's had more improvement from last year to this year than this guy. Are you tracking all of those numbers?
Have you worked with every single person?
Have you looked at the data? Are you looking at percentages?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the bottom line on 100.7 The Score this day in sports history when we come back.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.